Hi Biggies, I hope you and yours are all well. This is the audio for the weekly learning post from the Biggies blog. I'm just going to read over the post in case that's easier for some folk. Please take your time in reading or listening to this. The audio might help. Ask someone else to read it with you if that helps too. I've seen most of you online this week, either in Teams or your ePortfolio. This week, if you can, if you haven't been on already, please do one of the following. Post your ePortfolio, leave me a message in Teams, leave a comment on this blog, or email me. My address is in the blog post. Even if it's just to let us know how you are and that you're getting this message. I can also see that some of you have been doing a little sum dog and read theory. Let's try and do it a wee bit more this week, please. If you have a problem with anything, don't hesitate, just let me know any way you can. This week, I'm really hoping you try a wee bit more work. Literacy. Everyone, every day, read and write. If you've not finished your reading book, now's the time. There are lots of things to read online, but if you can, read books as well. When you've read something, tell us about it in Teams or by posting a short review in your ePortfolio. If you need reminded of the class code for EPIC, email me. Writing this week. Choose two or three things from the writing list to do this week, as well as the weekly task. There's a link to the writing list on the blog post. The task this week is to make an advert, thinking about our work in the persuasive genre. You need to have an interesting title or headline, information, claims about the product, great words and phrases, catchy slogans. Remember, you can use alliteration or onomatopoeia or other clever tricks. Have some facts. You can put in opinions and you can exaggerate those. Don't tell lies, but you can do a wee exaggeration in an advert. And try and have some exciting illustrations. You could write this or draw it with a pencil or make a poster or use an app or even make a movie. Post it to your ePortfolio using the language and literacy profile tag. Spelling. I've put links to lists for the different groups up. Click on the lists, play some games. It's mostly a revision of work we did earlier this term. Maths. Everybody, every day, can you do one of these at least? Some dog, which we could all do more of. There wasn't much activity last week. This week there are two challenges for each group. Please give them a go. There's a link to Number Talk's Chili Challenge. Still edition this week. Try three questions at one of the chilies. Give me some sums. Do a few addition, subtraction, multiplication at a level that will challenge you. Do a few division if you know the repeated subtraction or formal method. Okay, group work now. Triangles and squares. Practice your fractions of, using the link on there. 2D shape, draw some circles. If you don't have a compass, there's a video on the blog post that shows five different ways to draw a circle. There are many others I'm sure you can think of. When you draw some, on one of them label radius, circumference and diameter. And there's a wee link to a page that will help you with those words if you've forgotten. Make some patterns with circles. You could draw around things, use Scratch. Some could be using concentric circles. Check out what that means, there's a link. Post anything to your ePortfolio. Pentagons. There's a link to read about quadrilaterals. Draw and label some. You can use paper or an app or put them in a wall in Minecraft. Label them if you do that. I put a wee picture of my parallelogram on Minecraft. I'm sure you could do better. Again, post these to your ePortfolios. Hexagons and octagons. How many 2D shapes can you draw? You can use paper, an app, or put them in a wall in Minecraft. Label them if you do that, please. Post them to your ePortfolio. IDL. I put a link to some videos about the Wars of Independence. Have a wee look at them. They're on the BBC. Pick one of them that you find interesting, not the one, the same event as you did for your video in school, and explain about it. think about the best way to do that. You could write, you could draw, you could make a video, or you could do some sort of combination of these things. Art. I've put a link in 5 ways to draw 3D shapes. Have some practice. I've also put in a link to Super Simple Draw, How to Draw for Kids. That might be a wee bit easy for one or two of our better artists. You know who I'm talking about. But it should be great for the rest of us. I put a fun section. And this week I'm going to have a daily movie emoji quiz on the Bantam Biggie site. There's a link to the page. One will come up every day. See if you can figure out which movie it is by looking at the emoji and put your answer in the comments. Don't put them in Teams or anywhere else. Just pop them into the comments and we'll see every day who's got them right. I've also put a link to 30 Days of Spring Lego Calendar, which might be fun. At the top of the post, the featured image is a delightful one that Heather posted to Teams. It's a really cool wee mouse. If you want to know the story behind that, check out Teams. I hope you all have a good week, that you're all keep safe, not annoying your parents too much, having good fun, and I hope to see you soon. Cheers, folks.